Last week, the teachers and staff at Regal Elementary in Northeast Spokane held a week of Get Acquainted conferences with students and parents on the school playground. It was their chance to meet face-to-face and for students to check out the laptop computers they'll use to access class every day. Rochelle Davis is one of those rare teachers who will, at least in the beginning, see children in person. She teaches students in special education programs.
Five kids on Mondays, Tuesdays, and five on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but very limited time. They're only coming for like 3 hours a day.
And that's a particular challenge, she says, for students who need personal one-on-one attention.
The last 6 months has been really hard, that even just that small amount of time is going to make a huge difference in their life to come back and like be in the classroom. And we might all be wearing masks or shields, but to have like be able to, you know, see each other physically and be in the room together is going to get us a lot farther than we did in the springtime.
The first lessons, Davis says, will be things that schools have never had to teach.
You know, we're going to focus the first 2 days on like how to greet people by social distancing and all the rules, and show them the classroom and where all the, you know, the parameters are set up. And we're going to do our best, and we know that it won't be perfect, but it's better than having them at home all day.
When they're home, Davis says she'll need their parents to be occasionally engaged, to be the guiding adults when teachers can't physically be there.
A lot of kids, you know, they're working on like handwriting. So when they're in the classroom, it's a lot of hand over hand. So if we can get the parents to like be involved and help out, and if we can explain to the parents like where to grab on the hand to help them like write their names.
Principal Tricia Canberg says teachers have used their summer to further adapt their strategies in case they had to continue online.
I think we have a structure in place that's going to make it manageable for students. It's not too much. We're not placing in front of a computer for six and a half hours a day. It's manageable chunks. Our teachers are well-versed in how they can do short little chunks, give a mini lesson, have the kids go off and do something, and then return to the computer. So it's not a solid time on a computer.
On this first morning, Canberg says it will be all about getting students to sit down as if they were going to school and getting them properly logged in.
It's that first few times that they're logging on and maybe they don't find success, so then they get frustrated, and it's trying to teach that perseverance of like, no, it's okay, you can't break it, just we're going to try again, or we're going to step alongside you and we're going to walk you through how to log in, and then once you feel that success, you'll be able to navigate what you need to with teacher support.
Canberg says she and her staff will be monitoring how many children log in and how many don't. For those who don't, she says she'll be on the phone to parents to diagnose the problems. The goal, she says, is to establish a new habit, just as students had a habit of getting up and physically going to school in normal times. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.